RTL Original Podcast.
Hello, I'm Stephen Stepslow, your host of Sunny Side Up, Today Radio's breakfast show, and welcome back to yet another episode of the sometimes number one podcast called Song 2, where, if you don't know by now, we are music ideologists and believe in artists embracing the importance of sequencing, with a special focus on the second song in particular. We believe that the second track on an album is often the best or the most important, serving as a pivotal moment that sets the tone for the entire record. Today we're diving into a song that perfectly exemplifies this concept, If You Wanna by The Vaccines. This track is the second song on their debut album, What Did You Expect from The Vaccines, which was the best-selling album of 2011, and the song is nothing short of iconic.
Hey, this is Justin from The Vaccines, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Well, I don't wanna wake up in the morning, but I've got face the day.
Released in 2011, If You Wanna quickly became an anthem for indie rock fans with its infectious energy. So sit back, relax, and join us as we delve into the brilliance of The Vaccines and their unforgettable second track. The most special thing about the song is that it is the first one that they ever released to the public, when in August of 2010 they posted it on YouTube, likely with big dreams of eventually reaching the heights that they have since done so, but realistically not expecting all too much from it. After the video was released, however, Zane Lowe touted it as the hottest record in the world, and they ended up performing that same song for their American network TV debut on The Late Show with Dave Letterman. That's one late, not two. Big time stuff, none of that James Corden nonsense, and The Vaccines announced themselves to the world. Formed in West London in 2010, The Vaccines quickly made a name for themselves with their energetic live performances and their stellar debut album. The lineup includes Justin Young on vocals, Freddie Cowan on guitar, Arni Arnason, what a name, on bass, and Pete Robertson on drums. These guys brought a new wave of excitement to the indie scene and caused a real stir. It was dipping into the landfill indie part before these boys came along, attracting some big names to their early gigs. Before their debut album was even released, the likes of Debbie Harry from Blondie, Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand, and Marcus Mumford from, well, yeah, you can guess. They came to the venues in and around London just to see the band play. The way that Young talks about the song is quite amusing, because it seems as though they became musicians by accident and just happened to make a song that had some form of cultural influence. He recounts, "When we started, it was just a bit of fun. We were all a bit depressed, but a mate had a studio and we had a deal that we could go in and use it for free. I thought we were going to stare at our feet and make 10 minutes of noise. That was the plan anyway. We did If You Wanna, and I sang the chorus as a joke because it was cheesy, but everyone was, that was fucking cool. And that's when we thought, why not be a pop band? I remember thinking, enough people are going to like this that we're probably going to be able to headline the Barfly. This is a fucking great pop song. Excuse the profanity from Young, but it is a fucking quality song." But I can't make you stay. The cheesy chorus in question likely resonated with the millions of people that listened to it all over the world, as it is a feeling that a high proportion of people do end up getting at some point or another. Everybody has to say goodbye to somebody they don't want to, and this song showcases how the Vaccines play on emotions in a lot of their songs, potentially one of the reasons why such a wide variety of people listen to their music. The song helped shape the identity that the Vaccines have today after six studio albums. The first was so important in doing that, and If You Wanna played a huge role in the process. After its initial online success, it was officially released as the third single off the LP and remains one of the biggest songs they perform live, according to an interview with Young that featured in The Enemy. Where did they place this piece? At number two, once again proving our ideology. This track not only captured the spirit of the indie rock resurgence of the early 2010s, but also showcased the band's knack for crafting catchy, emotionally resonant anthems. Its raw energy and relatable lyrics struck a chord with a broad audience, propelling the Vaccines into the spotlight and solidifying their place in modern rock history. If You Wanna remains a testament to the power of a well-placed second track, embodying the perfect blend of immediacy and depth that keeps listeners hooked from the very beginning of the album. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Song 2, and if you did and you live in Luxembourg, then hopefully you know that the Vaccines will be performing at Den Atelier, where you can see their good energy live and in the flesh. This week's episode was created using Genius.com, NME, Songtel.com and good old Wikipedia. Don't forget to hit subscribe, drop us a review and even a star rating. But most of all, get chatting about this with all of your friends, peoples, enemies, whatever you want to do. We really do appreciate your support. Make sure you tune in for the next episode of Song 2. Researched and written by Charlie Stone, voiced and produced by Stephen Stepslow. For Today Radio. Cheers.